Om Sahana Bhagatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahadevyam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Yaschandasa Mrishapo Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Dhyamita Asam Bhabhuva Samendro Metaya Aspranotu Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jihwa Me Matimattama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam Brahmanakoshasi Metaya Pihitaha Shrutam Me Gopaya Avahanti Vitanvana Kurvana Chiramatmanaha Vasagunsi Mamagavascha Annapane Cha Sarvata Tato Me Shriyamavaha Lomasham Pashubhissahaswaha Amayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Vimayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Tamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Yashojane Sani Swaha Shreyan Vashisosani Swaha Tantvapagapravishani Swaha Samapagapravishaswaha Tasmin Sahasrashake Nipagaham Tvayimraje Swaha Yathapa Pravatayanti Yathamasa Aharajaram Evam Maam Brahmacharinaha Dhatarayanti Sarvata Swaha Prativeshosi Pramabhahi Pramapadyasva. Let's try together this first paragraph. Bhur bhuvasuvarti va Etas tisro vyavatiyaha Etas tisro vyavatiyaha Tasam udasmaitan Tasam uhasmaitan Tasam uhasmaitan Chaturthim Tasam uhasmaitan Chaturthim Tasam uhasmaitan chaturthim. Are you lost, Kiki?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I have it right here.
Okay. Mahachamasya pravedayate.
Mahachamasya pravedayate.
Mahaiti.
Mahaiti.
Tad brahma.
Brahma
sa atma
sa atma
anga anyanya devata ah
anga anyanya devata ah
bhurtiva ayang lokah
bhurtiva ayang lokah
puva ityantariksham
puva ityantariksham Suvaritya sau lokaha
Maha ityadityaha
Maha ityadityaha
Adityena vava sarve
Adityena vava sarve
Loka mahiyante
Loka Mahiyante
Bhurtiva Agnihi
Bhurtiva Agnihi
Bhuvarti Vayuhu
Bhuvarti Vayuhu
Suvaritya Dityaha
Suvaritya Dityaha
Maha Iti Chandrama Aha
Maha Iti Chandrama Aha
Chandrama Sava Vasarvani Choti Gumshi Mahiyante
Chandrama Sava Vasarvani Choti Gumshi Mahiyante
Let's do that one again.
Gumshi.
Gumshi. Chandramasa Vava Sarvani
Vava Sarvani
Jyoti Gumshi Mahiyante
Jyoti Gumshi Mahiyante
Bhurati Varchaha
Bhurati Varchaha
Bhuva Iti Samani
Bhuva Iti Samani
Suvariti Yajugumshi
Suvariti Yajugumshi
Maha Iti Brahma
Maha Iti Brahma
Brahmana Bhava Sarve
Brahmana Bhava Sarve
Veda Mahiyante
Veda Mahiyante
Brahmana Bhava Sarve Veda Mahiyante
Brahmana Vava Sarve Veda Mahiyante.
Repeat after me. Bhurati Vaya Pranaha.
Bhurati Vaya Pranaha.
Bhuhu Iti Vaya Pranaha. Sandhi. Bhuhu Iti Vaya Pranaha. Rishi, are you ready with me? Bhuva. Itya ityapanaha. Bhuva ityapanaha. Bhuvaha iti apanaha. Bhuvaha iti apanaha. Suva riti vyanaha.
Suva riti vyanaha.
Suvaha iti Vyanaha.
Suvaha iti vyanaha.
Maha ityannam.
Maha ityannam.
Mahaha iti annam.
Maha iti annam.
Do you say it? Mahaha iti annam. Annam means food. Mahaha iti annam.
Mahaha.
Go ahead. Annena vava sarve vava. Annena vava sarve.
Annena
vava
sarve.
Prana mahiyante.
Prana mahiyante.
Pranaha mahiyante.
Pranaha mahiyante.
Ta va. Etash Etash Chatasrash Chaturdha Taha Vai Etaha Chatasraha
Chatasraha
Chaturdha.
Chaturdha.
Taha vai etaha.
Taha vai etaha.
Chatasraha chaturdha.
Chatasraha chaturdha.
Chatasrash.
Chatasrash.
Chatasro.
Chatasro.
Vyahritayaha.
Vyahritayaha.
Chatasraha.
Chitasraha.
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 Vyahritiyaha. Vyahritiyaha. Tayo Veda.
Veda.
Taha Yaha Veda.
Taha Yaha Veda.
Saveda Brahma.
Saveda Brahma.
Saha Veda Brahma.
Saha Veda Brahma.
Sarve.
Sarve.
Asmai.
Asmai.
Deva.
Deva.
Balim.
Balim.
Avahanti. You see, if you're using this, do you see where the smai and the deva run together? If you're using this thing, you can draw a line between the. They put it together. They're actually two words. It should say, asmai, blank space, asmai space deva. I don't know why they have it together.
They're just together too.
I know, because I was copying this, but I did correct it on the new version. So just make a note. So, sarve asmai devaha balim avahanti. Sarve
asmai
devaha balim avahanti. Okay. Let's see what it means. This is the fourth vyahuti. The last one of the set, okay? So let's see what, remember the four vyahritis are bhu, bhuvaha, suvaha, and mahaha, okay? Bhuhu. So bhuhu iti, so the iti puts in quotes, the bhuhu means this earth plane, but we're just using it as a vyahriti, which is a sacred syllable, right? Sacred enunciation. So bhuhu iti vai indeed pranaha. So the bhu, literally the bhu vyahuti, the sacred enunciation bhu, so bhu iti, is prana. So prana is now going to be superimposed on bhu because this is an upasana. So prana means the outgoing breath. Everybody say bhu iti vai prana, following exactly the same pattern as the other four. Bhuvaha iti apanaha. Bhuvaha, which is the antariksham, the intermediary space, or the Gandharva lokas, all of the lokas and spheres between the bhu loka, the earth loka, and the swarga loka, which is suvaha. And so the antariksham is all the intermediate areas between the earth and swarga, between the bhu loka and swarga. So bhuhu iti apanaha, the incoming breath. So pranaha on bhuhu, apana anbhuvaha. Everyone see it? Mm-hmm. Suvaha iti vyanaha. The swarga is vyanaha, that which is really the circulatory system that pervades, that makes all of the ingoing and outgoing breath, that what comes in, the vital energy that comes in, circulates it all through the body. Vyanaha is the circulatory system. The vyanaha pervades the whole body. It's a circulatory system. Okay. So suvaha iti vyanaha.
Circulatory system. Well, does that is it like the Western circulatory system where it's really blood and?
Yeah, but you can take it even more than that. That circulates the whole vital force. But it can be just when they translate it, as the circulatory system. But really it means that which pervades everywhere, pervades the whole body, is vyanaha. But you can it's often translated just as the circulatory system in samana. Mm-hmm. Come here.
As opposed to like the respiratory system.
Yeah. Prana upana is the respiratory, inhaling and exhale. Vyana is the circulatory system. Samana is the digestive system.
Ah.
Right? Okay, so then maha iti annam. Maha is food. Food, because food, without food, none of these will work. So food is what nourishes all of them. Maha iti annam. Annam means food. Okay.
And what is maha?
Maha is the fourth the fourth of the four anuvrittis. It really is going to stand for Brahman. It's that one that nourishes and enlivens, you know, all of the others. Okay. So maha. So here for maha, annam is what's going to be superimposed on maha. Now, according to the pattern, it tells why maha gets to be, why annam gets to be maha. Annena, by food, right? Annena, by food, vava. Vava is this indeclinable that puts emphasis on the preceding word. So it's like saying, it is by food. See what I mean? It emphasizes by food. Okay? Annena, vava, sarve, all, nominative plural, pronoun, you know, sarva, sarva, sarve. Sarve, all, pranaha, all the pranas. Prana means there's five pranas, right? So the entire vital force. So all the pranas, which includes prana, apana, dhyana, samana, udana. Udana is the peristaltic movement. All of the pranas, mi, mahi, yante, are nourished, are exalted. Okay? So by food, vava, anena, vava, sarve, pranaha, mahi, yante. So now they've done the four vyahritis. So it says, everybody okay? Okay. Then, taha vai. Indeed, taha, these, nominative plural, sa tau te feminine, sa te taha. These indeed, e taha, those which are these. Now, in Sanskrit, they use this construction all the time, where they'll put a form of that with a form of this, like that, this. It means that which we've just talked about are these. So that which we've talked about are these. So here they have that. Taha, etaha. Those, these.
Is that the those indeed these.
No, that's with yaha. That's different.
So taha is those?
Those,
okay.
And etaha are these.
Okay.
Those which are these. Those which we've been talking about are these, which I'm referring to now. So you see this over and over again. We don't say it this way in English, so it's a little awkward if you try to translate it, but you have to just realize that it's just referring to what came before and bringing it up into this sentence. Mm-hmm. We don't do that in English.
Vocabulary? Can you put that on the vocabulary?
Yeah. If you remind me,
okay.
It'll be long left my memory by the time.
Okay.
So, taha vai e taha, those indeed these. Chatasraha, those indeed these four. Chatasraha means four. These four, e taha chatasraha, chaturdha, are, santi is understood, chaturdha, are fourfold. So these four vyahritis, the four vyahritis are bhur, bhuhu, bhuvaha, suvaha, mahaha. These four vyahritis are fourfold because we've gone through four different ones where once it was the loka, the antariksham, right, and then the swargaloka. And then the maha was aditya. Then we went through to agnihi, vayu, aditya, and chandrama. Then we went through to richaha, samani, yajugumshi. And then we went to the prana. So we've done four upasanas on these four vyahritis. Do you get it? four different upasanas on these four vyahritis. And so these four, etaha, chatasraha, these four are chaturdha. They're fourfold. Everybody get it? These four are chaturdha, fourfold. Now he repeats. Chatasraha, chatasras, chatasras, chatasraha, chatasraha, vyahritiyaha. Everybody see that? The four, there are four, which are four, there are four vyahritiyaha. There are four vyahritis, which are themselves four. So it's just simply repeating. There are four which are four. They're doing it, and Shankara says in his Bhasha, they're repeating like this. They're doing this repetition because they're emphasizing that this upasana, you don't just do one vyahuti, you don't just do one set. You have to do whole upasana. Means first you have to go, you know, from the first one, the lokas, to the second one, to the third one, to the fourth one. And that's the upasana. It's part one of the upasana, right? We're going to have part two here. So they don't want you to think that it would be complete just doing one set. You have to do it as a set of four. And that's what makes the upasana whole. And so they repeat that. Do you understand?
Yeah, well, I don't. I'm a little lost and it's all fuzzy.
Okay. Let me just defuzz it for you a little bit.
Let's see if it helps you.
In the first paragraph,
or just a brief summary, you know?
In the first paragraph, it begins with the first, there's four vyahritis, four enunciations. Buhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, and Mahaha. On these four, four different upasanas are going to be done. Right? We're going to superimpose on these four, four different sets. Right? The first set that's going to be superimposed has to do with the lokas. So the first set will be, this loka is the Bhu loka, the middle loka is the Bhuvaha loka, the Swarga loka is the Suvaha loka, is the Swarga loka is the Suvaha loka, and then Aditya, the sun, is the Maha. That's the first one, first set that's imposed on these four vyahritis. Then the second set, he goes on to the second set. The second set comprises Agni on Bhu, Vayu, right, on the wind, Vayu on Bhuva, Aditya on the Swarga, and Chandrama as the exalted.
Okay.
That's the second set. Then there's a third set, which have to do with all the Vedas. Then there's a fourth set, which are all the Pranas. So these are four different sets that are superimposed on these four Vyahritis. There's four Vyahritis, Buhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, and Mahaha. On these four, each one is going to get four things superimposed on them, right?
Yes.
So that's why here they say those that we've just gone through are these four. We've just gone through four, which from themselves are fourfold, right? Each of the four vyahritis gets four things superimposed on them. Okay? Then it repeats again. These four vyahritis are four.
What?
The four are four means each of the vyahriti gets four things superimposed on them, and it just repeats it twice. Do you understand?
Okay. That's a lot to remember, huh?
Not really, but once you get it, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Then he says, so let's go on. Taha yaha veda. Okay. Everybody see it? Taha yaha veda. Mm-hmm. He who veda knows them. Accusative plural. Taha, feminine. Taha yaha veda. He who knows them, saha veda brahma. He knows Brahman. Mm-hmm. The one who knows them, these vyahritis, that one knows Brahman.
Saha, that one?
Saha means he. It's a correlative to yaha. The one who knows those, taha, saha, he knows Brahman. Now, the thing to understand, Shankara has a big bhasha on this. This upasana is only half done. They haven't gotten into actually giving the vishesh, what they call the visheshan, is the actual attributes of Brahman, what Brahman actually is. So by the time this upasana is finished, and then we go on with the Upanishad, this will be true. The one who knows these, that one will know Brahman. But the Brahman part we haven't really unfolded yet. We're just still starting. So Shankara goes on under big, because he has the Purva Paksha say, well, how can Brahman be known if this is not possible? Right? And Shankara says, it's because we're in the middle here. You have to wait. Be a little patient.
That's what you're always telling us.
Okay? Then, this is so neat. So the one who knows this, that one knows Brahman. Then, sarve, all asmai to him, to that one, right, who knows. Devaha, all the gods, balim, avahanti, they avahanti, they bring balim, they give offerings. Bali is an offering.
To the one who knows?
Yeah, because the whole creation is an offering to Ishk, to Brahman. But absolutely everything that is done is for the sake of Ananda, is for the sake of the self. There's a beautiful passage in the Brihadaranyaka. Everything that we do is for the sake of the self, for Ananda. You know? And so everything is viewed, the whole creation really is just an offering to Brahman. So all of the devas are looked at as really limbs of Ishwara. They're the angas of Brahman, right? Because this is a whole manifest creation. So all of the devas give offerings, are always giving offerings to that one who knows Brahman, because that one who knows Brahman is Brahman. Right? So it's very nice.
I'm sorry, so balim is offerings?
No, balim is an offering.
Okay. What do they call it?
Avahanti is the one, is the giving of the offering. The offering of the...
Balim is on strength?
Bala is offering. Bali is on strength. Bala is on strength.
Why do they consider the world an offering?
Everything is a manifestation of knowledge. The devas are the conscious beings. So all of the devas, what they are giving offerings to the self, because everything is for Ananda. Remember, Brahman is the self. Everything that is ever done is for the sake of Ananda. It's either pravritti, all pravritti, going towards something is for Ananda.
Yeah. So that's the offering.
Yeah, all nivritti, going away from something, is for Ananda.
Yeah.
Neutrality is for Ananda, because these things are not, they don't matter for my, they don't matter for my Ananda, you see? So, anyway, I like it.
Excuse me, I'm sorry about being dense here, but...
An offering.
So we could say something like, all the gods give offerings to the one who knows.
Asmai literally means to him.
The spirit of it.
And okay, to him, asmai means to him, it's a pronoun. Uh-huh. It's in the dative.
To him,
her. But it makes sense.
But that is, they're talking about Brahman and not Ajnani?
They're talking about the one who knows.
Right.
But the one who knows, say, if you're Ajnani, you know who you are.
Yeah,
who are you?
Brahman. Yeah,
Brahman.
Okay.
But asmai is referring, it's for Idam, which is this, it can refer to a person as well, not just...
It's in the masculine or neuter, right?
It's this, right?
It's this or this person, if it's not, okay. If it's just used by itself, it can be to him or to it.
Okay.
Right? If it's used as an adjective, like asmai purushaya.
But it can also be used with an asmai, you know, for a woman or...
Well, then you would use the feminine, but it could be used like asmai pustakaya for that book, for this book, or asmai purushaya for that man, right? But if you just say asmai for him or for it, depending on the context. So here it's just for him, and it's referring back to the saha, he who knows that.
Right. And that's why it's the right for him.
Mm-hmm. He who knows those vyahritis, that one knows Brahman. Then it says...
I have still a problem with the word offering, the definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the first immediate meaning to me is to give something to someone.
That's right. And so you take it, if you think of all of the gods are just offering to him, we're extending that. You think of offering as...
I'm handing something over.
Yes, like in a ritual.
Yeah.
You're offering, or always offering the prasad, you're offering the offerings into the fire. That's how it's usually used. In a ritual, the pujari, the one who's doing the ritual, is offering, you know, ghee and flowers and everything that's involved in the ritual into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're looking at the gods are actually offering everything. Actually, if you think of it in terms of a ritual, everything is being offered to the gods. It's actually offered to Agni in the fire, the Lord Agni, the Agni Devata, who then takes it to the different deities who are being invoked in the ritual.
Mm.
Right? So you offer it to Agni, and Agni then takes it up to the whoever the deity is that's being evoked. But now we're talking about all of the deities themselves, who are aspects of Ishwara. Mm-hmm. So all of those deities, who do they offer to? All of their actions, all of their...
Is it for fullness,
It's. Can you take it as a little bit metaphorical?
Yeah, that's where we're...
That's what I'm asking you to do, is take it a little metaphorically. Like, for instance, on a deeper level, if you just look at yourself, everything that you do is for the sake of the self.
Yeah.
Everything is an offering to the self. Everything.
Okay.
Everything you go toward, you think it's for the object, but it's actually, it's a worship of Ananda. Everything that we do is a worship, a pranam to Ananda. Because you're always seeking Ananda in everything that you do. So everything that you do is a pranam, namaskara, holding Ananda in the forefront. So the whole creation is like that. All the devatas are like this. Nobody that isn't like that. Everything is a worship of Ananda.
So all the activity has that as a goal.
for the sake of that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Let's try to chant it. Starting with Bhu Lithi Vai Pranaha.
I'm sorry, where are we starting?
It's on the third paragraph down at the end of the line. Where we left off. Bhu Lithi Vai Pranaha. Bhu Lithi Vai Pranaha. What are you using, Durga? Are you
using? I'm using with the transliteration.
It's right.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I got it.
Everybody with me? Bhuriti vai pranaha. 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 Bhuva itya pranaha. Bhuva itya pranaha. Be sure to get the difference between the na and the na. You know, the na of prana and the na of apana. Bhuva itya pranaha. Bhuva itya pranaha. Bhuva itya pranaha. Bhuva itya pranaha. Suvariti vyanaha. Suvariti vyanaha. Suvariti vyanaha. Suvariti vyanaha, suvariti vyanaha, suvariti vyanaha, maha ityannam, maha ityannam, maha ityannam, maha ityannam. What I try to do for these dentals, because dentals and linguals are not natural for us, I used to watch Swamiji talk in class, to watch his tongue. And when he makes a dental, the tongue, and just, this is Indian speech or Tamilian speech in general, the tongue is loose and it's always flat, flapping like this. It's relaxed. And then when the lingual is made, the tongue is kind of pulled back. It can even roll back. Some people say for the lingual, pull the tongue back to that arch, you know, where the... Or roll the tongue back. You can do either. I learned it to pull the tongue back. It makes a bit deeper seal. But anyway, when you're making a dental, the tongue is actually, like say these are the teeth right here. The tongue is actually right below the teeth. Everybody see that? When we make a dental lingual, our tongue is up here. Lingual is up here. But the dental, if you watch Swamiji speaking, his, like this. Not rolled. Flat. Right there at the teeth, okay? And so if you practice that, because we don't do that naturally, you have to be conscious about it. So let's start with Bhuriti Pranaha. Bhuriti Vai Pranaha. Bhuriti Vai Pranaha. Bhuriti vai pranaha, bhuva itya pranaha, bhuva itya pranaha, bhuva itya pranaha, bhuva itya pranaha, suvariti vyanaha, suvariti vyanaha, suvariti vyanaha, suvariti vyanaha, suvariti vyanaha. Maha ityannam. Maha ityannam. Maha ityannam. Anne navava sarve. Anne navava sarve. Anne navava sarve.
Anne navava sarve.
Pranamahi yante.
Pranamahi yante.
Anne navava sarve. 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 Pranamahi yante.
Pava etash.
Tava etash.
Tava etash.
Tava etash.
Chatasrascha. 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 Try because of the sa to the sha. Chatasra. Chatasra. Chatasra.
Chatasra.
Chatasrascha. 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 Chatasrascheturtha.
Chatasrascheturtha.
Chaturtha.
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 Etas chatasrascha.
Etas chatasrascha.
Etas chatasrascha.
Etas chaturtha.
Etas chatasrascheturtha.
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 Tava etas chatasrascheturtha.
Tava etas chatasrascheturtha.
Tava etas chatasrascheturtha.
Tava etas chatasrascheturtha.
Oh, I had a question. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. But
etas.
Yeah, etascha.
Etascha.
So that.
Etascha.
So it's shitcha, right?
Shis. Etascha.
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 Etascha tasra.
Etascha.
Etascha tasra.
It's just
this. You have to go over and over. Etascha.
Etascha.
Etascha. The cha will bring your sha. You don't have to worry too much about it. Cha is going to drag the cha there. The sha there. Etascha.
Etascha.
Yeah. Etascha.
So there's no.
Yeah, you don't have to. No.
Okay.
Etascha.
Etascha.
Tava. Because it's a sha.
Yeah, right.
Tava etas chasra.
Okay.
Tava etas chatasra. Tava etas chatasrascheturtha. Tava etas chatasrascheturtha. Tava etas chatasrascheturtha.
Tava etas
chatasrascheturtha. Chatasrascheturtha.
Chatasrascheturtha.
Try really moving your mouth. Chatasrascheturtha. Chatasrascheturtha. Tava etas chatasrascheturtha.
Tava etas chatasrascheturtha.
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 Vyahritayah.
Vyahritayah.
Chatasrascheturtha. Vyahritayah.
Chatasrascheturtha. Vyahritayah.
Chatasrascheturtha. Vyahritayah.
Chatasrascheturtha. Vyahritayah.
Tayo Veda.
Tayo Veda.
Saveda Brahma.
Sarveda Brahma.
Sarve esmai deva.
Sarve esmai deva.
Balima vahanti.
Balima vahanti.
Tayo veda saveda brahma.
Tayo veda saveda brahma.
Sarve esmai deva. Balima vahanti.
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 Tayo veda saveda brahma. Sarve esmai deva. Balima vahanti.
Tayo veda saveda brahma. Sarve esmai deva. Balima vahanti.
Okay. You can practice this with Vagishananda. Especially this. Tava itas. Okay, let's take a little break.